Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 446. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Cup of tea. Oh, winter.
I was really hoping you'd offer me one, and you did.
And even though I was already going to make the normal cup of tea.
Yeah.
Thought, better check, and then I made it for you, and you were like, that's what I wanted.
It's exactly what I wanted. I only had to hint a little bit. No, that's a lie. I didn't have to hint at all. I wasn't even in the room.
You weren't there. I'd already made it before I asked you. I've watched a couple of things with famous actors in it.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard of that movie before.
I love that.
And I'm going to do it next week as well.
That's like when I watched that Reese Witherspoon movie.
You inspired me to be like, oh, okay, I'm going to look at stuff from older, you know, not their early stuff, but things where you're like.
Things that just didn't have the publicity budget of their other productions.
Maybe they knew it was going to be a bit shit.
And it was like, it's the off season.
Yeah, it's the off season.
It's not getting released for Christmas time. Or summer in the
it's
US.
It's the equivalent of the summer holiday shows. Home and Away and Neighbours finish for the year.
Yeah.
All the American shows go on hiatus, which doesn't make any sense. It's clearly just the networks here in Australia just pausing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like as if Friends would be on holidays from November to January.
No.
Probably have like 1 week. No, they would have a Christmas special. They're just.
Yeah.
Hmm. What are we talking about that for? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Things you're going to watch.
Things I've watched.
No, that you have watched.
I have watched and I will talk about. I've got a quiz which is beautifully tied in with a news story from last week, so I'm going to have to give that a little bit of a refresher.
Please.
Otherwise you'll be like, why that topic? But before we do any
of... Why US shows on hiatus over the Australian summer holidays?
But why? Now it's time to get into the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Ocean's 11 prequel.
Yes, I saw this. Margot Robbie.
Bradley Cooper, who is also like co-writing it.
And directing, I think. He's doing everything because...
He wants to?
No. Oh. One of the Ryans.
Right.
Gosling, I think.
I thought you meant O'Ryan. I was like, wasn't that like a 1980s? Okay. I didn't know what was at the door. It's a ginger cat. It's Eddie.
Could push the door with his foot.
He's never figured it out.
Hi,
little man.
Yeah, you like to follow me around sometimes, don't you? Oh, you're a bit wet. Oh, my God, you're so heavy.
Yeah, he's a massive ginger cat.
Like nearly strained lifting him just there.
Anyway, he's decided to leave the room. He just needed to tell us that he exists, I guess. I'm not really,
really
sure.
Heavy.
He's the biggest cat.
Oh, my God, he never used to be that heavy.
Do you remember the vet said?
Watch out.
They're going to be big cats and then... The same vet said ginger cats are the biggest cats. And we were like, I find that very hard to believe. That's a 3-month-old kitten. He's going to be tiny forever.
Yeah. He's solid because he doesn't look like one of those huge cats. You
no,
know,
he's
you
not
see,
like Garfield.
You see huge cats, but he's heavy. He's like a brick.
I don't know how heavy he would be. 7 kilos?
Probably.
He's a big guy.
You could do Les Mills pump with him.
That's really good. I like that. Wagner Moura, who was Pablo Escobar in the Pablo Escobar show. What was it called? Narcos. So you nearly spat it.
Oh, my God.
He's been in other stuff as well, but this is what I always go back to.
Yeah.
Do you remember he played a Colombian?
Yeah.
Drug lord.
Yeah.
Spoke only Spanish in that, but he's Brazilian, so he speaks Portuguese. So he had to maybe he already knew Spanish, but he had to do the accent.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is so incredibly clever.
Clever.
He's going to be the bad guy
in
this Ocean's 11 movie.
You know, I've got a lot of time for the Ocean's franchise.
But you know that they're really the bad guys?
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's not.
Talk about Stockholm Syndrome.
It's not Wagner.
We're all like.
Yeah.
But then you know you're the bad guy if you're the bad guy against the known robbers.
Oh, yeah, he's the real robber.
Maybe they're the Robin Hoods.
Do you remember that this is a prequel of a reboot?
Yeah.
Because Wasn't Frank Sinatra in one in like the 1960s? I've never seen that one.
No, me neither.
Okay, that's something we
would
have to do.
Would it live up
no,
to?
No, it wouldn't because the like the original, our original ones.
The Georgie Boys one.
The Georgie Brad Boy ones.
So good.
They're really good. Both of them are. Well, there were three, but those, I can't remember how many were there. But those first two were great.
11, 12, 13. Then there was Ocean's 8 with the girls.
Yeah, I liked
that
too. Yeah,
got
I
a lot
did
of time
too.
For it.
But you know, like there are always people who were like, oh, we can't because there's a girl.
Losers. That's what I say to them.
Kind of like
losers.
Having someone in charge of a country. We can't. That's a girl.
I'd rather that than somebody else. However, this Margot Robbie one, it's a prequel.
Mm.
But are they going to be the Georgie Boy cast in the...
But who would she be?
I don't know.
I reckon...
They're all kind
there's
of
be
the
some
wrong
sort of,
age.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be some sort of link, but they won't be played by that actor or else they'll de-age them CGI style.
Yeah.
But it would just be for like a cameo.
Yeah.
I reckon. Yeah.
Imagine if they got all of them, like Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, Clooney, Julia. Fun.
Andy.
Garcia. He was the baddie.
Yeah, he was the baddie and now it's okay. But he wasn't really because it was just his... Casino,
it was his
right?
casino that he was trying to protect, but how dare you?
Such a bad guy.
How dare you stop our favourites from
stop being
robbing
mean to
you?
Them. It's not fair.
Have you seen the lengths they've gone to plan
they
this?
Put so much work into it. Let them have all of your money. Do you remember, was it last year or the year before that Oasis were like, we're getting back together to do a tour, and everyone was like, if I buy tickets, is this actually going to happen or are the Gallagher brothers going to fight again?
Wasn't there an issue where they did come out here, but maybe only one of them made it?
I can't remember. I would probably like to go to that concert because
I'm sure people went.
I'm sure
and it was
people
only
went.
Noel.
Was it just Noel?
Gallagher.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, they documented it. There's a whole heap of behind the scenes footage, and it's going to, I'm assuming, end up on Disney because Disney put out a little trailer.
From Music Doco.
From a Music Doco, but it's going to come out on like IMAX first. So you can go and see it on the big screen and then I would imagine it'll end up on Disney Plus. There's heaps of good Music Docos on
Disney
Plus.
Disney does good Music Docos.
I like them.
Me too.
Even if I am only like, oh, I kind of know that person.
100%.
I'll watch it.
100%.
Because then you learn
about them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look out for that one. But we've got a little time. While to wait for that one, unfortunately. Do you want to know one last bit of information?
Yeah, of course I do.
A sign of the times.
I don't know where you're going with this.
PlayStation have said, you know those games that you've got, those discs?
Yeah.
Are we going to stop making them in January 2028? Everything's going digital.
So...
your JBs, your EBs.
They just closed down. They can only sell T-shirts and mugs.
And Nintendo games.
Controllers.
Oh, yeah, controllers. Yeah.
They're going to have a lot of wall space. Sorry.
I mean, we hardly ever buy games because we've got a subscription, right? So we try.
In fact, I say yeah, like I do. Yeah.
But the games we only ever buy are presents and they're physical games.
Yeah.
They're physical discs.
Yeah.
So what would we do now? We'd be like, happy birthday.
Here's a gift voucher for PlayStation.
I mean, I would like it, but.
I know. It's but whether you're a gift voucher giver or not, you know.
You kind of want to go, happy birthday, here's the gift voucher. That's for Saros or whatever.
Yeah.
That's for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah. And then you run the risk of the person with the voucher forgetting they've got it.
Yeah. I know. Or going, I could buy GTA 6 or I could buy 15 Assassin's Creeds are all on sale.
Mm.
I mean, who cares? At that point
it's
in time,
choice,
they're
isn't
using
it.
Yeah. But a real sign of the times. But you know who else would be panicking?
Are they preaching environmental?
Nah, they're just saying that hardly anybody buys them.
Okay.
Yeah. That... It's a shifting trend in consumer preferences and that buying digital significantly outpaces physical discs.
Well, it does make sense. If you want to play a game, you could just click your X button.
It's right there.
And download it versus driving somewhere.
Yeah, that's it.
It does make sense.
Oh, also, they're going to shut down the PlayStation 4 sorry, the PlayStation Store, not four, the PlayStation Store for PS3 and the Vita.
Okay.
But I mean, the PlayStation 3 is from, I'm trying to think when the PlayStation 4 came out. Would that have been about 2012, something like that? So, I mean.
They're probably not working. Would they be working?
We should try and boot our old one up.
Do we have one?
PlayStation 3. We have every PlayStation.
Do we really?
Yes.
Had no clue.
I haven't even given them up.
Who would you give them to?
Nobody. I wonder if we've still got our old Mega Drive.
California Games. I'd play that. I would.
It's a good game. It's a really good game. Still got that, don't you?
I mean, I've still got the calluses on my thumb from doing the skating. Oh,
that controller was
actually, maybe that's why I've got carpal tunnel in my thumb from going up and down.
From skating.
Do that from skating, roller skating.
Could be, actually. Do you really have?
Well, it hurts.
I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to guess it's the phone and not a game from 30
years ago. It is absolutely.
Okay, so it's California game. Do you reckon we could find that on the PlayStation Store? Because I would buy that.
I reckon they need to tap into that. Like do your retro like they did with Alex the Kid, didn't they?
Yes. And all the Laras. Oh, God, I'm so excited about that new Lara, the remake of the original one. Oh, I really want to play that.
I want you to go and look for it now. California Games.
But we're doing this.
Okay, straight after.
Okay.
Surfing, hacky sack.
Hacky sack.
BMX. I was a bandit.
Yeah, you were pretty good.
At BMX.
I still tell people that you're one of the best Sonic players out there.
Yeah, it's muscle memory.
She's like, that's the palm tree with the 10 ring.
I don't remember where I'm going. Like, I don't remember what's coming next, but my thumbs just do it.
It's so cool.
But only level one.
I love that Chloe didn't believe that you were good at it.
Yeah. I know. I had to show her, prove it to her.
You were just like, watch this. This is the end of the level. And she was like,
oh. Actually, the first three levels, Green Hills.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. They're the best. They're iconic. Iconic. Anyway, I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's time to get into the watching suggestions.
I could talk about it for ages.
No, me too. But we have to do it afterwards when we're looking for California Games.
I'm really disappointed it's not there.
I'm pretty worried.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I will. Okay. So I'll give you a choice though, because I've watched two things. I have watched Something Continuing.
Okay.
And Something Finishing. Which one would you like first?
Continuing.
Okay. I watched on Netflix season 3 of DCC, America's Sweethearts, which is the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Everybody loves it.
They love them. Apparently, everybody loves the football team, but they don't do very well. So the cheerleaders are actually far more successful in terms of success than the team themselves.
So the cheerleaders are a big part of bringing the crowds, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I feel like
people still go to watch them lose.
I feel like if you were born into being a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's a legacy type situation. Mm. But I'm certain there is a big population who are attending games now purely to see the cheerleaders, which I can get behind because that's the only reason I used to go to the football as a kid.
For the cheerleaders?
Yeah.
I used to go so I could wave the flag
and
that I could stand up whenever everybody else stands up because that was exciting. So you go, whoa!
Crowd follower.
And that double on the main game.
I loved that one. And then the old guy who never sat down, but he wore a singlet all year round. Yeah. I would look for him.
That's like
the cheerleaders. Actually, there's one more. Hot chips with vinegar.
Why don't they do vinegar
anymore?
I
don't know.
I mean, I like tomato sauce. It's amazing, obviously, but
vinegar?
Yeah.
And do you remember you would put so much on that down the bottom? Mm-hmm. They would be toxic.
Your eyes would be going.
But you were like, I did this to myself and I'm not giving
not
these last
bothered.
Ones up.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, I had to because the top ones didn't get enough.
Yeah, that's right. That had to have come from England, right?
Yeah.
So when I was in England, when
they
was that?
Have
a couple
it.
Of years. I mean, not that I went to lots of fish and chips places, but they gave you tomato sauce.
So it's really just
no, we've got to bring it back. We've got to bring it back. It's not that hard.
Now, if you were going to bring it back, would you now put it in a little cup and dunk them? Yes.
Yeah, you mean like the little
paper cups?
Yes.
Or plastic, yeah.
I was Let's thinking go paper, but yeah.
Let's go paper. So instead of putting your tomato sauce in there.
Have a little dip of that. Yeah. It's a better way to distribute
it. It is, isn't it?
Okay. Anyway,
Dallas. I watched Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Jeez, we went far that time. Really, really far. I'm certain that they don't serve hot chips and vinegar at
Wasted
a DCC
opportunity.
Game. A DCC game is not even a Cowboys football game. It's a DCC game. I digress again. So it's season three. We have an Aussie there now. Well, she's technically a New Zealander who moved to Perth. So as we do, we claim them as our own.
Okay.
She's gone over. She's the Aussie. So she's auditioning. It starts at the beginning of the audition season into training
That's
camp.
Fun. I like that.
It's good because you get to see a little bit of the journey.
Kind of invested as well.
You do. They obviously kick out people because they can only take a squad of 36 women. So you lose some people along the way that you start to get a little bit attached to in the documentary. If you were going to watch this season really hoping for more of your favourites from season one and two, you'll be disappointed.
Okay.
They're there, but it doesn't show a lot of
Is
them.
It a little bit like that season of Secret Life of Us where suddenly half the cast was missing?
A little bit. Mm. And I feel like they're obviously trying to get a bit more longevity out of it. So they want you to get those heartstrings for the newbies because the ones that you really like are probably going to retire soon-ish. Mm. It had a really distinct feel to it this season to the others. Kelly and Judy, who are, I don't know, the CEOs, the bosses, the choreographers, the big hoo-has, they're a little bit more cranky this year, not as friendly, especially
out,
Kelly. Yeah. And
in my mind, just so you know, Kelly is Kelly Taylor, so I'm picturing.
Okay. Just think Kelly Taylor as a slight reddish brown.
Oh, she's dyed her hair, okay.
She's dyed her hair.
A little bit like Tiffany Amber Thiessen kind of.
Yeah, has big hair because it's Texas.
Texas, yeah.
And occasionally wears her hair in a ponytail with a fake, you know, the fake like hair scrunchies that you put around to make it look like you've got.
Really dumb. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So she's a bit cranky and that's an interesting take, but it feels like the girls have got a bit more of a voice and they have asked to get a bit more feedback and a bit more positivity from Kelly, which is
interesting. And she's struggling.
I think she's struggling.
She doesn't want to do it.
Doesn't want to do it and is a little bit shocked that they don't think she's lovely.
I thought I was lovely.
Yeah. Anywho, interesting take that this season really goes down the road of the girls supplementing their incomes by being social media influencers.
Of course they are.
Which, of course, they are.
Why
That's
wouldn't
the
they?
World that they are.
Wasted opportunity.
And
if
you don't pay them a huge amount, they have to supplement their income. So, what are they going to do? Yeah. They have to do something that they can do in between training.
And that's a slippery slope, right? Because if their social media kicks off, they don't need to be cheerleaders.
No. And so they're saying, because it's such an institution, I feel like the head honchos are a little bit cranky because they can't manage the other people's social media accounts, but they have to abide by their code of conduct.
Yep.
But then they're wanting people to join the team and audition for the right reasons.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And it's like, well.
There are no right reasons.
You've been doing a television show about this team for probably 10, 15 years. Now you've got a massive Netflix documentary. What do you think's going to happen? Also, any Joe Blow can't walk onto the team. You have to be a skilled dancer to be part of it. So what are the right reasons?
Yeah, I'm annoyed by that.
Anyway, it does talk about the dark side of being a social media person and, you know, when you're putting yourself out there to perform as an artist and a performer to then see social media and people just rip you to shreds and troll you and and how
Doesn't
much that affects
you
your mental health when you're actually doing something really difficult. So it was an interesting take.
Okay, before I get into one of the ones that I watched, we went to watch the Mario movie, the Savo.
Yeah.
And
gone.
It's nowhere. We had it said Amazon said you can rent or buy it. And I went, no thanks.
Amazon only wants you to rent or buy things. They don't put a lot of things on
there. They used to, and now it's all kind of – anyway, so we're going to have to keep an eye on it.
Do you know what else?
Keep looking at Just Watch
is going, and I don't know if it's going in Australia, but definitely going from the US Netflix. Gilmore Girls is leaving Netflix.
Okay, it has to come up somewhere else.
It'll have to. People watch that on a yearly basis. Mm-hmm. Why would you not keep it?
This is where you need physical media.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how PlayStation 2 became the biggest console? It's because it was the cheapest DVD player you could get.
Ah, makes sense.
And everybody bought their DVDs of their favorite shows.
Yep.
Do you have all of them? Not all of them, but you've got a big chunk of Gilmore Girls stuff,
don't you? Somewhere.
Yeah. But you could only watch it on the PlayStation.
Yeah, my laptop doesn't even have anything.
Anyway, I want to keep an eye for that one. But I thought, all right, Steve Carell, I want to find something that he's been in that I do not have any recollection of, definitely not watching, but not even registering that it existed.
Before or after he smack bang in the middle.
Yeah, right in the middle. So I went to 2007, a movie called Dan in Real Life. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, the name does ring a bell.
Really? Oh, okay. So he's a widower.
Do you have a picture?
Yep.
Mm, okay, keep talking.
So it's a bit of a rom-com and he has three daughters and he's a bit of a he's still in love with his wife. I think she died several years beforehand. Okay. And everybody's like, you need to find somebody new. And he's like, I don't really want to.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to his family.
Stop forcing me.
That's right. He goes back to his family's house with his daughters. And one of the daughters doesn't like him because he wouldn't let her date a boy. And then the other two, they're also teenagerish.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes to a bookshop and he discovers a lady, then they kind of get on, they get on really well. And he's like,
who is she? The actress.
Juliette Binoche.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Binoche?
I don't know.
Anyway, he goes home to his family's home and he's like, oh, I've just met someone. And they're like, who? And then his brother walks in with his girlfriend who.
Juliette Binoche.
Yes. And so then he's just sullen the whole time.
Yeah.
Just sullen the whole entire time. And I'm like, you've just hired Steve Carell, who's funny, right? He's at the top of his office game.
Yeah.
And now he's just this sullen guy who wants to be in love with this girl, but he can't,
So that's it was not like, people want.
No, it didn't. Even bits that were mildly funny, I'm like, it's not that funny.
Yeah. That wasn't a good joke. Try again.
Yeah. So the movie.
Maybe he wanted to do something really different.
Maybe. Also, yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to be the yuck yuck guy the whole time. We do enjoy it. Diane Wiest was in it. Dane Cook played the brother. And he is such like a early to mid 2000s guy. And you're like, oh, God, I forgot he existed. I forgot all about him. So, yeah, it's fine.
Mm.
I watched it, but I watched it in two goes.
Oh, that tells you something.
Just tell you something. All right. What else did you watch? This is the one that finished.
This is the one that's finishing.
Forever?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Season 5 of The Bear.
You got to it?
Yeah. So before I started watching it, I saw a few mixed reviews. I don't know if it was Rotten Tomatoes or there's another one that's like Rotten Tomatoes. I've gone blank on.
And Metacritic?
Maybe. I can't remember. And it was giving it – it was actually rating every season of The Bear and it gave season 5 a very high score. And okay. I was like, okay. And then I saw other people going, struggling to watch this. I'm just watching it to get to the end essentially.
Really?
And I thought, okay. I know people have struggled with The Bear in the past because there's a lot of yelling.
They just are so unhappy all the time.
They're so unhappy. It's stressful because of – the industry and the family dynamics, and they just scream at each other and profanities really all the time.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it through.
I like hearing that.
Can I just say, on reflection, I think this season 5, kudos to the entire team. It was the best ending that it could have possibly have been.
That's really nice.
Because it had each season, I felt, has had a distinct vibe about it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong and I'm like reaching, but I feel like that's actually the intention that they had.
Yeah,
They've had a really stressful, high stress, high energy season. Then the next one is really slow and calm and like you're getting your breath and you kind of go, well, what now? One was almost an intentional calm in the face of chaos. And it was like, this is what you guys are best at doing. This is how you should keep going.
Mm.
It was a really good season. I really enjoyed it. The ending couldn't have been more perfect.
That's good.
If you try.
Landed the ending,
landed the ending.
That's so hard to do.
Oh, it was so good. And there was one bit that I picked. Like I said it the second before they said it and I went, yes.
I won.
They did it and like exactly what the viewer wanted.
They got you to want that.
Yes. Mm. And oh God, that was good. There was an amazing one-liner that I've forgotten now. I was kicking myself now that I can't remember because it just had me killing myself laughing at how funny it was. I like when
that kind of thing happens, especially if you're watching something by yourself.
Yes.
To actually make you laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you read, and you're like, that is a joke. I'm enjoying it. But you don't go, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. And to make it even better, every character, I'm sure I'm right with this, but every character was seen during the season. Cool. They may not have been there the entire time, but everybody was brought back for their little moment. Mm. And that felt really good.
That's really nice.
It was
nice.
Like, the season finished and the show finished, but this person, they didn't get a look in the last season. They didn't get their moment. Everyone got their moment. They got their arc. It was good. I really, really enjoyed it.
They stuck the landing.
Yeah.
Someone who stuck the landing is a movie that I've heard. There was a podcast I used to listen to before one of the guys, like he was always annoying and I was like, there's actually too much of you.
Yeah.
But they always used to talk about this movie, MacGruber, and it's like a piss take of action movies.
I haven't heard it.
And I'd never heard of it before. Yeah. And then when I looked at, I actually got around to looking at who it was. It's Will Forte, Kristen Wiig, Ryan Phillippe. Billy Zane, like
Hey, that's someone you haven't heard of in a long time.
And so Will Forte pretending to be this action hero. It's so funny. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Like, Maya Rudolph is in it.
Well, okay. When you've got your Saturday Night Live cast embracing the dumb, you know it's still good and funny, right?
The intention is to be as stupid as possible, and they're doing it. And it is really good fun. It's from 2010. It's probably when I think of Will Forte, I definitely do not think of this movie.
Yeah.
But maybe now I will.
Yeah.
It's worth watching.
Say, what's the name again?
MacGruber. So like MacGyver, but MacGruber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's so dumb. He's got a mullet and everything. So funny. All right. You want to get into this quiz?
Yeah.
So the quiz is based on the fact that last week Concerned Ape had a little bit of chat about Haunted Chocolatier and he was talking about how he's, you know, fine tweaking all the recipes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said it to you or if I said it on the podcast or both, but I was like, oh, maybe it's not so much, you know, with the recipes in Stardew Valley, you're just like, I've got these things,
random things.
Can make it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more a little bit like your Zelda Breath of the Wild kind of stuff where you go, I've got these, I wonder what this will make. And it could either make something really good or something really bad.
Yeah, I feel like he's leading us down the garden path in that it looks visually a lot like Stardew Valley, but I think it's going to be very different.
I think so too, which is good, right?
Well, yeah.
Otherwise I could just play Stardew Valley.
Well, you could just say it's a new town of Stardew Valley.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Stardew Valley 2. So this quiz is about chocolate.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Who starred in the film Chocolat?
Juliet. The name that we said before.
Yeah. The one that was in Dan Is Real. And who was the male actor?
I don't remember. Is it a Fiennes?
No. Think Pirates of the Caribbean.
Depp.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. This is from years ago.
Do
you want to have a guess what year it was released?
2002.
Sorry, 2000.
Oh, I was going to say one. Okay. I don't know if I've seen it. Or maybe it's been so long that I can't remember. It was a book.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Maybe you just read the book.
I don't know.
Everybody had the copy of that. Everybody had Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
And everybody had chocolate and in
Harry
house.
Potter.
And Harry Potter. They were the three books.
The three on public transport.
That's right. Yeah. Who played Willy Wonka in the 2005 version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Johnny Depp?
Yes. Who directed him?
Oh. Someone fancy.
Has also directed Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Many other movies. Did he do the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Tim Burton.
Yes. Nice work.
That was the only movie I've ever seen in 3D with the little glasses.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that would be a lot.
And I came to realize I can't do 3D movies with the glasses. It made me feel sick. And so I had to take my glasses off. And so I watched the whole movie.
Oh, and it's not, it doesn't look right.
It looks really weird. And I remember thinking, I hate every minute of this.
It wasn't a good movie, if I recall.
It wasn't. Don't do it.
Mm.
Actually, don't redo anything that's amazing. Do something new.
Yeah, just watch the original.
Yeah.
It's so good. Did you know that the only 3D movie I ever watched was, I think, Pirates of the Caribbean 4? So we both watched Johnny Depp in 3D.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know also, think the cinema was really full, so I had to sit pretty close to the front, which made it worse.
That would have been terrible. Final question. Who wrote the book the films were based on?
As in Willy Wonka. Mm. Okay, because I was like,
which one?
Chocolate. That's Roald Dahl.
Yes, Roald Dahl.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing the quiz that I wrote a week ago.
No worries. Thanks for writing it in advance.
Do you want to know something really funny? There are only five questions. I've written 6, 5, 3, 2, 1.
Cool.
Okay, hang on. We'll do a bonus one, which isn't really. It's just fill out the six. Who originally played Willy Wonka?
Gene Wilder.
Too easy, too easy for you. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
Where's my chocolate?
Downstairs. It's an Easter egg. Is that okay?
Totes.
Cool.